Moshet Albina newspaper, news of the day with Marcel Kandil. Trump calls for electing a replacement for Zelensky, says Moscow could have destroyed Kiev if it wanted. Netanyahu replaces Mossad and Shin Bet chiefs with Doma to launch second phase negotiations. Aaron Berry and Salam, this is occupation and Lebanon has the right to use all means for the enemy's withdrawal, the political editor wrote. The round of U.S.-Russia talks in Saudi Arabia concluded with both sides publicly expressing satisfaction with the outcome, revealing discussions that went beyond the Ukraine issue to bilateral relations, diplomatic normalization, and other matters of mutual interest. Former U.S. President Donald Trump announced his intention to meet Russian President Vladimir Putin before the end of the month. However, the most notable development was not his mockery of European discussions about deploying military forces to Ukraine, nor his openness to European peacekeeping troops, particularly in post-war arrangements, if all parties agreed, something distinct from the European proposal of sending combat forces to aid Ukraine. Instead, Trump's most striking position was his endorsement of holding presidential elections in Ukraine, arguing that Ukrainians have the right to vote, given that President Volodymyr Zelensky's term has exceeded constitutional limits. This stance aligns Trump with Russia's demand for Zelensky's removal as a condition for ending the war. In the region, the first phase of the Gaza ceasefire agreement is approaching a smooth conclusion, with Hamas's leader Khalil al-Hayya announcing the movement's intent to hand over 4 bodies and 6 living captives. This step paves the way for Israel's approval of previously blocked shipments of prefabricated homes and heavy equipment into Gaza. Preparations are underway for negotiations on the second phase, which is said to be contentious given the starkly divergent positions on its terms. This phase entails officially declaring the war's end, achieving a complete Israeli withdrawal, and securing the release of all living prisoners held by the resistance. In a significant move, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reshuffled the negotiation team, replacing the heads of Mossad and Shin Bet with his close ally, Strategic Affairs Minister Ron Dermer. This change coincided with a joint U.S.-Israeli reminder that the goal of the second phase talks is to determine what comes after the war's end, insisting that this must include the complete military and political eradication of Hamas, a demand that all but guarantees the failure of the negotiations. In Lebanon, February 18 passed with growing concerns over the violation of the ceasefire agreement and the continued Israeli occupation of parts of Lebanese territory under U.S. cover. Yesterday morning, President Joseph Aoun, Speaker of Parliament Nabih Bilghi, and Prime Minister Nawaf Salam convened at the Babda Palace to address the grave implications of Israel's ongoing presence at the 5 occupied points. In this statement, they announced Lebanon's intent to escalate the issue to the UN Security Council, which passed Resolution 1701, demanding that it takes necessary measures to address Israeli violations and enforced Israel's immediate withdrawal to the international border as required by the resolution and related declarations. They affirmed that any continued Israeli presence on Lebanese soil constitutes an occupation, carrying all the legal consequences under international law. Lebanon will also continue its efforts through the Lebanese Military Technical Committee and the tripartite mechanism established by the November 27, 2024 declaration to ensure its full implementation. Additionally, Lebanon will persist in negotiations with the International Monitoring Committee and the Red Cross to secure the release of Lebanese prisoners held by Israel. The leaders reaffirmed Lebanon's full sovereignty over its territory and its right to employ all necessary means to ensure the enemy's withdrawal.